Well, again, the main thing for anybody to know when it comes to a true comedian, those of us that are gifted to be this way, and I say that because there are some people out there who are trying to get their 5 minutes of fame, and all they have is 5 minutes of material because they're not really observational, observationalist, rather. But yeah, I just look at it, you know, it would be difficult for me to have somebody to write for me because I just talk about what I see and what I experience. As it turns out, you know, I am undoubtedly and unquestionably a Christian brother. So I have experiences within the church that I'm bold enough to bring on the stages of people to watch my things. And then I'm a black man, and I'm a husband, and I'm a father, and I'm, you know, it's just life. Every comedian can only talk about, you know, what they can actually consider as a part of their lives. We can talk about observational things, yes, but it's from our own perspective. So that's what one would see when they see me on stage.
I have followed Jonathan Slocum for a little bit. I remember seeing Jonathan Slocum warming up for the Stellar Awards and doing the Stellar Awards. And you come up with some funny things. I mean, it's real life things, but it's funny. And okay, no, go right ahead.
No, I was going to say that last month, January, I did the Wayman Tisdale Smooth Jazz Cruise. And I hosted it, some of it, and I had two standing room only shows during the cruise. The gentleman who was the president of the Smooth Jazz Cruise Line, Wayman Tisdale and Kirk Whalum are huge, the brothers of mine, and they're fans of my work. So them being a part of the cruise, they wanted me to be the on-site comedian. They've had somebody else in the past. So this guy who owns the cruise line Googled me, and all he saw was everything dealing with gospel comedy or Christian comedy, and he was vehemently against me coming because he said, this guy, how would he be able to do a jazz crowd? This is going to be a mixed audience, not a church crowd. Wayman Tisdale said, I'm telling you, this guy can cater his comedy to whatever audience he has. And that is the key to it. You have to be able to cater or develop your material for your audience. When I was doing the Stellar Awards, it was a gospel audience. So everything I talked about was relative to gospel. When I did the American Dental Association, I'm talking about teeth for 30 minutes and bad breath and gums and all that. When I'm doing events for women's conferences, I'm talking about things that are related to women. Okay. As the five-time host of the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, you know, that's not a gospel crowd. It's not a dental crowd. It's a whole lot of black people who love soul music. So the opportunities that I have to do any material on that, I do it, you know, dealing with that. So it's being able to tailor-make my material for whatever audience. And that's been kind of like, one of my low keys to success.
Okay. Is it hard being a comic? Because watching you, you make it seem easy.
People ask me that question all the time, and honest to God, I believe that those of us that have it, it's not a problem. It just, because it's what I do every day. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I don't punch a clock, but I'm somebody laughing in front of my face every day. I just can't help it. I go to Starbucks every morning. When I walk out of that building, it's going to be about 4 or 5 smiles on somebody's face. It's easy for me. There have been a couple of times of which I was so nervous because I was in unfamiliar territory in my insecure days and wondering if I fit in wherever. But, you know, those days are past now. So, no, it's easy because it's who I am.
Is there pressure on you when you meet someone? Because every time you meet someone, I'm thinking people want you to be funny. And maybe you don't want to be funny all the time.
Yeah, another good question. Many times people want that, but right now I'm dealing with the fact that I'm older and I'm so very, very sexy, so it's hard for them to get past the sexy. They just want to get me, and they just want me. You know?
I hear you.
No, I'm just kidding. No, No, there's no real pressure because, you know, I welcome the opportunity to put a smile on somebody's face. I'll walk to somebody with a frown and make them smile. The only time I've had a problem with that is when I go to church, especially at a church where people know me. And, like, I left my past church for various reasons, but one was I'm not a very vocal kind of a worship person. I'll cry. And my heart would be heavy, or I'll be full of joy. But I rarely do those loud hallelujahs and speaking in tongues and all that. But every now and then, the spirit will be really high.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to exclaim the way I want. But each time I've done it, it became dinner talk about how funny it sounded. Jonathan Sokolow is always funny. He's wow. So funny. You hear him saying, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, that was funny.
And it's like, what, people don't really believe that it's you, right?
Exactly. Right. I mean, you know, because I'm always in the element of funny. And so that part is a little bit a challenge for me because I just want to be able to just be me. Some places, you know, when I'm in the public, I'm in the restaurants or whatever, I expect, you know, I don't get mobbed like other comedians and other actors, but every now and then, people will want to say something. I welcome that because that's, you know, they're my way of saying thanks for supporting whatever it is I do. So.
Let's talk about some of your acting, Jonathan. If I'm not mistaken, you did a Steve Harvey thing, didn't you? On Steve Harvey show.
Yeah, that was my first. My only entree into sitcoms, into the sitcom world. Steve Harvey. Show is still in syndication today. Mm-hmm. In fact, I may be on an episode right now. He's on about four different networks.
Uh-huh.
And I was to have gone in to film one episode. Storyline is that he was a former 70s soul group leader named Steve Hightower, and his group was called the Hightops. And every now and then he would bring back the Hightops. But initially he wanted to just have a reunion of the Hightops. And my character was Clyde, Slide. He's stuck in the 70s. Back then, he was always high.
Yeah.
And fast forward to, you know, today, he doesn't know that his clothing is out of style, and he's a bit brain damaged. So he's quite the character that everybody remembers.
Yeah.
That was a fun thing.
Yeah, and that was a great character. I really enjoyed that character.
I enjoyed doing it, man. The wardrobe people were most excited when they would read the script that I'm going to be on the set because, well, first of all, we were supposed to do one episode. I ended up doing eight, I think.
Wow.
And so they got excited when they would see my character because normally, for every character that's a regular character on the show, that they would have, a small rack of clothing for them to wear for a certain scene. But when I would come on the scene, they would go to thrift shops and vintage stores and go crazy. So there would be two or three racks of 70s clothes. Like, the stuff I wore was authentic, real 70s gear.
Oh, man.
And because, you know, I didn't know that my stuff was out of style, my pants were too tight and too short. And you know, so they can get anything that would fit, even if it didn't, if it wasn't the right length.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a part of who the character was. So I'm always thankful to Steve Harvey, you know, for having that show, because maybe it show some acting chops at that.
Okay, now, did you do any movies?
Yeah, I did Tyler Perry's Meet the Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, I played the minister in Mr. Brown's neighborhood, and I buried his father on the movie, and I married Angela Bassett's character and Rick Fox as the pastor.
Okay. How'd you like working for Tyler Perry and working in that ensemble, that cast?
It was incredible. I'm walking around, and all you smell is money. Beautiful thing to smell. It's better than fried chicken, brother.
I heard that.
It smells good. Money smells. I've never been around people with that kind of money all the time.
Hey.
Tyler Perry is, I don't have to give all the accolades about him. He is incredible, gifted, giving cat. I got the part just by stepping to him, introducing myself, and unbeknownst to me, he knew who I was and said he was a fan of my work, and I just blatantly asked, you know, if I can be in one of his movies. And he thought I had already done movies because of, you know, how he respected me and my craft. And I told him, I've never done a movie before. I've done TV, I've done specials, I've done HBO, all that, but I've never done a movie. And he said, I'm writing this film, called Meet the Browns. I'm not done yet, but I'm going to write you in. And just, you know, I said, what I got to do? He said, just do the character well. And about a month later, the script showed up at my front door. Went down to Atlanta and shot for a few days, and that was it.
Hey. Besides doing your comedy show on the Gospel Music Channel, what other irons do you have in the fire?
Oh, man, I just shot a pilot for BETJ. BETJ, their programming is setting it up in a major way. They are positioning themselves to be the dignified adult programming arm of BET Network. So our Paxton Baker, who, again, is someone that likes my work, they wanted to have their own kind of upscale comedy series that would cater to their audience. And I created one and produced it and hosted it. And we shot the pilot a couple weeks ago, and we're hoping that if, once they view it, they would give us a full season. And you'll hear about that. That's a big one.
Okay. I look to hear about that. We're going to wrap things up, Jonathan. I mean, just talking to you, man, I could go on and on and on because you're a very interesting person. Love your craft, man. And
appreciate it, man.
Hey, keep on doing what you're doing. Again, tell us about the Gospel Music Channel and that program. When can we see it?
Okay. Again, let me just emphasize strongly, people go online to find out. I'm pretty sure that Gospel Music Channel is available in many people's areas, but it's the most incredible offering of televised gospel music entertainment programming that you'll find on television. It's not TBN. It's not The Word. You know, God bless them for what they do, but this is a bona fide, it's like MTV for gospel, but it's for all kinds of gospel. I've even found out that there are many types of gospel music. I just thought, you know, that Shirley Caesar and James Cleveland was gospel. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they got gospel rock, gospel hip hop, gospel country, gospel southern, gospel Latin. You got it. You know, and this is all entertainment formatted music that inspires and encourages your life. So check it out. And our show, Ha, Standing Up for Clean Comedy, premieres this coming Saturday, March 7th on Gospel Music Channel. I think it's 7 p.m., but just check your local listings. And if you want to reach out to me, you can. My website is under construction, but for the time being, I'm on MySpace and Facebook, just / Jonathan Slocum. Give me a shout, and I'll be happy to reach back out to you.
Jonathan, it's been a pleasure, man. Hey, continue making people laugh. Continue doing your thing. And we're going to continue to follow the career of Jonathan Slocum. Thank you for joining us.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, brother. All right, man.
Our guest, Jonathan Slocum, on Star 94.1.